You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Today, I am very excited to be joined by Christy Nazzaro. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chuck. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. And Christy, you are the Vice President, Brand Strategy here at More Visibility. So give us the elevator pitch of how you help our client success. And I say elevator pitch because I know that can encompass a lot.
Absolutely. And I thank you again for having me today. I'm very excited to be talking about our topic when we get there. But you're right, I help clients in a lot of different ways. I work with both existing clients and sometimes new prospective clients, really to help determine what the best next step is from a digital marketing perspective. And that could be something minute or specific, like a certain project or area that they really want to focus on. How can we really expand that and bring it to the next level, or it could be overarching. It could be looking at their entire digital footprint, if you will, and trying to figure out how we turn the ship, right the ship, move it in a new direction. Sometimes that could be brands that are starting new divisions, new products, new services, or existing established brands that just really need to, you know, revitalize their digital marketing. But my background is SEO, content, keywords, and I'm really excited to be talking about that today.
What a perfect segue for our hot topic today, which is tips for your keyword strategy. So at a very high level, everyone these days knows I need search engine optimization, and one of the first steps in that process is, of course, your keyword strategy and identifying the keywords that you're going to target for your website. But Christy, to start off at a high level, since you do have tons of experience in this realm, what should I be thinking about when I start my keyword strategy? What are some of the main focal points that these keywords that I choose will then lead into on my website?
I think that's a great question and a huge topic, you know, to dive into. One sort of small note that I would want to make sure our listeners are thinking about is we're really talking about organic keyword strategy here, and you mentioned search engine optimization. So bigger picture, I like to look holistically at the entire keyword universe for a brand, but I'm going to focus on that organic strategy. So there's a lot of things that you need to think about when you are trying to formulate a better keyword strategy. And one thing you and I were talking about offline that could play into that is where you are from a brand perspective. You know, again, if you're a newer brand or you're launching something or if you're established, that should play into it. So kind of knowing where you are in your digital evolution. The other thing I always like to recommend to everybody, and I feel like I've been saying this for 10 plus years now, is cast a really wide net in the beginning. So you're not making any final keyword decisions when you first start your research. So I say, you know, leave no stone unturned. Look at the entire keyword landscape, either from the perspective of what types of questions do your potential customers, buyers, or, you know, target audiences have. Maybe think about what are your competitors doing. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. It's okay either way, but it's nice to know. What do you have right now in terms of content for your website or even offline collateral? Is there anything that could feed into that strategy to help you kind of see what's out there that you could be targeting? And then think about, you know, where are you trying to go from a goal perspective? What do you want, not today, but in the future, the marketing message to be, the elevator pitch to be, the whole tone or direction of the brand to be from a marketing perspective? Because you might not have it now, but if you know you want to build it, then that should be in consideration in your keyword strategy. And one just final note there on that question is, you know, don't be afraid when you're casting a wide net to stop thinking from an internal perspective and start really embracing the external world and how they view you. You know, too many brands kind of get caught up in jargon or in speak of what they call something internally, and they forget to think about the searcher. You know, what does the searcher know about your product or service? What do they call it? How do they think about it? That's really the foundation for picking the right keywords. Even if you want to change their behavior over time, you've got to start with how do they actually behave right now.
That makes complete sense, and it is a great point, and I think something that everybody should definitely keep in mind is you have to put yourself right in your customer's shoes. And you even mentioned put yourself in your competitor's shoes.
Sure.
And until you do that and think that way, you could be missing a huge piece of the pie when it comes to your keyword strategy.
And that's the place where then brands might hit a point of paralysis.
Right.
Because I just said, like, leave no stone unturned and cast a really wide net. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly brands step back and they see this huge ocean of keywords, and that's where they all kind of freeze up.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, those that maybe we're helping or those that maybe have internal expertise to kind of guide them the right way. Mm-hmm. They freeze up and they don't know what to do next because they think, oh gosh, this is too big to tackle.
Yeah. Makes complete sense. Secondly, I want to dive into, now that we have a high-level overview of what you should think about when you start developing your keyword strategy, what are some of the tools out there that are accessible to people that they can really utilize to look at the landscape and maybe make a good decision based on some of the search volume and search intent that's out there?
It's a great question. There are fewer and fewer free tools today
than when I
started doing this, you know, 10 plus years ago. It's a bit of a bummer. The good thing is that they're better in a lot of cases. And I think, you know, the easiest path of least resistance with the best possible quality is just to turn to our partner, Google. So there's two main Google tools that I think are, you know, typically the most useful if you're on a budget, if you will, trying to do keyword research. The Google Keyword Planner tool, which, yes, most people think is for AdWords, and it certainly is, but you can use it for organic keyword research. And then Google Search Console, which some of our listeners may go, oh, yeah, of course, or some may say, I've never heard of that tool. It's just the rebranded Google Webmaster Tools, which most people have probably heard of.
Right.
That name always made people think that it was just for technical programmers, webmasters. Mm-hmm. It was always for all of us as digital marketers. People just didn't always know that.
Yeah.
And so in Google Search Console, there are a lot of keyword data tool sets that are available for brands specific to what Google's seeing on their website or what Google understands about their website right now. Which could be a bad thing sometimes, because if your website's not well targeted, not well optimized, and your content isn't robust and descriptive, Google might not be seeing a lot of great data yet.
Right.
But if you've got, you know, some basis or foundation, then that's a great tool to use. Also, new brands as well. If they don't have an existing website or web presence, Google Search Console isn't really available yet in terms of data, because there's nothing for Google to crawl and assess yet. So it's a great free tool, but only if you've got something historical to base it off of that has some level of relevancy to where you're trying to go.
So I have my keyword strategy now. I have some tools that I can use, and here comes the next big hurdle in my challenge, which is content, right? Mm-hmm. I have to write, develop, and maybe tweak some of the content that's on my website based on the keywords that I've just selected.
Right.
Again, we could spend a whole other podcast on this topic, and maybe we will.
We should, right.
But at a high level for these purposes and this podcast, what are some good tips to consider for the content optimization part when starting off your keyword strategy?
Good question. And I like how you sort of use the magic of podcast, like they use the magic of time lapse, you know, photography. We went from how do we get a strategy to poof, we magically have one.
Yeah.
And now that we do, how do we start applying it? So there's two main questions I always either ask myself when I'm assessing this for a brand or ask the brand managers or marketers who I'm working with, which is, you know, looking at the site organization plan of the existing website, looking at maybe page level, page by page of the content on there. For the keywords that we want to target on the site, do we have a page right now? Or do we not have a page right now that can support that keyword?
Mm-hmm.
Once we answer that question, then we can kind of put everything into two buckets. Either we need to create a new page, new content, etc., to support that keyword. And if so, where should it live? How should it be organized? And that can be a rabbit hole in and of itself, because as we start to think about a bigger keyword landscape that we want to target, there might be lots of pages we want to add.
Yep.
We might have to take a step back and look at the whole organizational plan before we start targeting.
Good point.
If there's just really a matter of taking existing content and better targeting it for keywords, then we can go to step two, which you would eventually get to in the other scenario, which is thinking about page level, page by page. is there good content? And I'm talking text, images, video, infographics, interactive widgets, tools. Is there good content on those pages right now that can be optimized to support those keywords?
Yeah.
Or do we need to write better content, design better content, create something first, and then target the keywords?
And I want to stop you right there because that is such a great point, and I think when a lot of people say content, the word content, they automatically think of text
yeah.
and copy, which I think is natural. But you brought up videos,
yeah.
infographics, images. Those are all content that can be searched by search engines and can help you optimize a page. So it's very important to keep that in mind as well.
Absolutely. The internet has allowed for rich media to be, you know, the currency of standard,
yeah.
you know? And so if we're not using any sort of diversity of media to get our message across, then let's go all the way back to the drawing board here with this whole notion of talking about search engine optimization, because sure, we can target text for keywords and get rankings for keywords that are relevant, that we've researched, that we think are great. But if we then get a click from that ranking, get a person to the page, and they are not impressed by what they see there, they
yep.
are not interested by what they see there, they don't want to engage with what they see there, especially if it's mountains of paragraphs of just text,
yep.
and nothing interesting to compel them to do something else, then this whole exercise of SEO just totally fell flat.
Yeah.
So really, this keyword strategy, it's misleading. We're thinking ultimately, to your point of earlier, of what's the customer or potential client, what are they looking for, and then how do we get them to the site based on that, and then move them down a funnel to the next action or step with us as a brand. And so that means you have to think beyond text when you're thinking about on-page optimization.
Absolutely, and such great points. And to recap, we have now some tips on how to begin your keyword research. We have some free tools that you could use in the industry. And there are also some tips for how to begin your content optimization. After the listeners hear this podcast, Christy, and they want to immediately call us to work with us because of all your great knowledge, you want to tell them how they can get in touch with us?
Yeah, I think the best, most direct way is you can email us at info@morevisibility.com or visit morevisibility.com and certainly check out some of our services and offerings. We've got plenty of ways to contact us through the website as well. We're happy to look at the strategy that you're either trying to deploy or haven't started yet and offer, you know, some complimentary consultation and support to help get you where you're trying to go. I think that we all know SEO is about users and search engines,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully that's something that for our listeners today is a big takeaway. It's really about being a user-centric approach to greater search engine success.
There you go. Those are tips for your keyword strategy. Christy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure.
No, I appreciate it. Have
you
a great
it.
Day.
You as well.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.